The Chaitanya Bhagavat and the continuing pastimes of Nityananda in Panihati Gram, West Bengal. And now he's in Valyabhav in the mood of a coward boy of Braj, 10-year-old boy. And he's moving here and there. And he influenced some children. They were chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Jai Nityananda, Jai Nityananda. And consequently, they gave up all eating for 1 month. Hailena vivala sakala bhakta brinda sabara rakshaka hailena Nityananda. The devotees became overwhelmed with ecstatic love, and Nityananda became the children's sole protector, sab rakshak bhakta brinda. So they were, these children in Panihati Gram, they had met Lord Nityananda and became so influenced by his association in his own Balyabhav that he induced them to chant the holy name and become pure devotee followers of his, so much so that they forgot eating. So these children, this mad Avadhut, imagine, he's wandering around Panihati Gram with a whole band of children, and they're all chanting, Jai Nityananda, Jai Nityananda. So the common people, the Gnostics and Parshandis, they may think that this Avadhuta is an egotist. He's collected a band of children to follow behind him and say, Jai Nityananda, Jai Nityananda, Swami Ki Jai, Swami Ki Jai. Imagine going somewhere and 10 people walking behind you, Swami Ki Jai. Who's the Swami? Oh, he's the Swami. Oh, he has his own cheerleader. His own cheerleader is coming with him. Then, how far would it go? Since he's becoming their protector and maintainer and everything, as he always is, as Super Soul, Nityananda Balaram, Sankarshan. Putra prayakari prabhu sabaye dariya, harayena vojana pane hastadiya. Nitai fed the children with his own hand, as if they were his own. Kareyova bondiya, rakena nija pashe. Marena bandena tabu atta atta hase. Nitai would sometimes tie up one of the children and keep him nearby. Sometimes he would beat them and tie them up. Even despite all this, the children would laugh loudly. Nityananda indiscriminately distributed his affection to the children. He would sometimes feed them, sometimes tie them up to stop their mischief. Everyone was satisfied with Nityananda's behavior. The children accepted him as Baladev, and they thought of themselves as Gopas of Braj, like Sridham, etc. Ek dina garadhara dasa mandire, ailena tane priti kari baratare. So now, he's, don't know exactly where this house is located. Maybe it's in Panihati Gram. But this is one of the 6 devotees that is traveling with him on his preaching mission. He's been sent by Gauranga from Puri to go to Bengal and preach, and he's taken with him 6 devotees who are none other than the Nitya Parishad Dwadasi Gopals, some of them. And Gadadhar Das is there, and Raghunath Vaidya, and Krishna Das Pandit, and others. So it says now that the venue is shifted. Apparently he's not in Panihati Gram, or at least he's not in the house of Raghava Pandit. Now he's going house to house. So it says that one day Nityananda went to the house of Gadadhar Das to bestow mercy on him. So apparently we can gather from this logic of this presentation is Gadadhar Das traveled from Puri with Nityananda. They all arrived together in Panihati Gram and engaged in kirtan and so many leelas, wonderful chamatkar leelas of Nitai. And at some point, Gadadhar Das, who actually lived nearby or somewhere, he left the party and went home. Maybe lived nearby. And then Nityananda went to his house. He was traveling with him. Now he went to his house to bestow mercy on him and all his family, Kopi bhave garadhara dasa mahashai haiya chenati paranandamai. Gadadhar Das Mahashaya was absorbed in ecstatic love in the mood of a gopi. So he was in Gopi Bhav because he's the Kanti of Radharani, Bhav and Kanti. The Bhav is Gadadhar Pandit, and the Kanti are the effulgence of that Shringhar Ras of Radharani. That effulgence becomes the form of Gadadhar Das, Pandit Brahman. And he's obviously in Gopi Bhav. Mastake kariya ganga jalara kalas niravadi dake ki kanive goras. Gadadhar Das held a pot of ganga jal on his head and he continually called out, dake ke kanive goras. Interesting way to describe milk. In Hindi they say dood, but in Ayurveda it says that milk is amrit. The cow's milk is amrit, is life-giving, life-preserving, and life-enervating. And it's a ras, a go-ras. So the Bengali, which is close to the Sanskrit, dude, as they say in Hindi, dude, is a go-ras. And when you drink that milk, you go, go, go. It gives you a lot of go power, cow power. And moving power also. So he's in Gopi Bhav, so gopis, they collect the milk from the cow, the goras, and then they sell it. Sri Bala Gopal Murti Tana Devalai Achena Paramalavandhyara Samuchai. In the house of Gadadhar Das, as is the standard with all devotees of the Lord, there was a beautiful and chanting deity of Balagopal in the Devalaya. Alaya means a house, like we say Bhojanlaya. It's a house of enjoyment. Bhojanlaya means a house of food, eating. Then there's Shastralaya. Shastralaya means a place where they teach. They say Vidyalaya. Vidyalaya is a house of teaching. Shastralaya is a go down for books and so many, it's like a library. Library could call, be called, a library could be called Shastralaya. A place of, an abode of, house of, like we say Himalaya. Himalaya. Him means snow, and Alaya means the abode of, or the place of. So his Devalaya, Alaya means the place of the house of the abode of the Deva, Kamadeva Sri Krishna, the Supreme Lord, Deva Deva Jagatpate. That's a way of saying the Mandir. Was previously he said the Mandir. He said that he went to the Gadadhar Das Mandire, Karibaratare. He went there. Priti Karibaratare. It's interesting. The translation, English is flat as usual, but even flatter than the actual Bengali. Because the translation we read was that Nityananda went to the house of Gadadhar Das for a purpose. Everyone does whatever they do with some purpose in mind. We're not purposeless entities. There's a purpose to everything. There's thought, there's consciousness, there's awareness, there's idea and icha behind every movement, behind every action. So he went there to the Mandir. It's translated, one day he went to the house of Gadadhar Das to bestow mercy. And the actual says, Gadadhar Das Mandire. He went to the temple of Gadadhar Das, Priti Karibaratare, to give him Priti, love, to give love to him. Because if someone is poor and a rich man comes and gives him money, then that poor man might say, oh, he was very merciful to me. He gave me money. Receiving of money may be a stroke of mercy. Well, I was really hungry. I was hungry, had no food, and then I went to this house and they gave me so many grains and so much food, and they were so merciful to me. So mercy is one thing, but giving love is another thing. You can give mercy, you can give money to people, you can give food to people, clothing, but give your love? That's a little something near and dear and most valuable, to give love to someone. So he went there to give what's most valuable and necessary and life is the love of God. Or let's say he went there to relish love of God, because the house, the temple that he went to, Vidadhar Das, he was Gopi Bhav. He didn't require so much to receive love of God as a gift, but Nittai went there to relish the priti lakshana, the characteristics of love that are being displayed in the heart of Gadadhar Das. And true to his form, he was right into it. He had the bhav and the actions that go with it. So we may have Gopi Bhav, but we don't do Sakhi Bekha. Sakhi Bekha means to dress. Bekha means dress. We may be in Gopi Bhav or Sakhi Bhav, but we don't dress as a Sakhi and go around and with nose ring and sari and choli, lengra, whatever you call it. Chunari. What is it? What's the veil called? Chunari? Chunari and lehenga? Lehenga. Lehenga and chunari and kanchuli. We rather wear kurtas and dhotis and be in Gopi Bhav internally. But he was right into it. He had the bhav, and of course he was not dressed. He was in the mood, the bhav, and in that mood he was carrying some Ganga water on his head, and he was thinking, I'm a gopi, and that's his bhav. So now we heard about the mandir, but we don't know, and we heard about the pujari. He's in Gopi Bhav. There's a mandir somewhere, maybe in Panihati, and Nittai has gone there to visit his devotee and share relished love with him, share his love, and taste the love of his devotees. And there's deity there, there's pujaris there. He's quite a qualified pujari, Gadadhar Das. He's in Gopi Bhav. So then he's doing Bhav Seva. He's not exactly following Archan Marg or the Vidhi Marg of Shastra Nisheda. He's in Gopi Bhav and he's doing Gopi. He's going Bhav Seva. Seva enriched with Bhav. What Bhav? The mood of a Gopi. So much so that when he went to the Ganga to collect the clay pot of kalas, the clay pot of water, Ganga Jal. Gange, Gange, Gange. When he collected that Ganga Jal, why did he collect Ganga Jal? To bathe the Lord, to bathe his Shalagram, and to bathe his Balagopal. Sri Balagopal Murti. And on the way back he's thinking, Gopal. Gopal is the protector of the gopis and protector of the senses of the gopis. He's the palana. He's the palana, the maintainer, the protector of the gopis. I'm a gopi. I'm a Gopi Bhav. Hey! Anyone want to buy my milk? Now Nityananda has entered the temple of Balagopal and he's gazed upon that enchanting Murti. And what happened? Deki Bala Gopalera Murti Manohar Priti Nityananda Laila Vakshera Upar. When Nittai saw that Manohar Murti, mind stealing, heart stealing, a Manohar Murti, Murli Manohar, this Sri Bala Gopal Manohar Murti, then his mind was stolen. And usually a man's mind or anyone's mind can only be stolen by their beloved. The beloved enchants the lover, and likewise. And they can steal one another's minds, but no one else has the power to steal the mind. Someone may occupy the body or take some time with the body, a mother, a father, a friend, a servant. Mother is never generally described as someone who enchants and steals the mind, nor as a friend. But a lover can enchant and steal the mind of the beloved. And we heard that he went there, Priti, Karibaratare. Now we're finding that this word Priti was surfaced from the ocean of the heart of Nityananda. Now it's floating on the ocean like a dry straw. And then it's submerged for a few verses. Now it's come up again like a straw. Like you're looking at the water and you see something goes down to the bottom and then it comes up again. So this Priti was there in verse 371, and then again it appears in verse 375. And there's four intervening verses which elaborate on the scene and the characters there in the scene and the drama, Leela drama of Nittai. It's a temple of Gadadhar. The majority is Gadadhar. He's in Gopi Bhav. He's doing Thakurji's seva. He's collecting Ganga Jal. This is one of the Padasevanams in the Seva of the Lord. Padasevana means collecting the paraphernalia, the upacharas for the puja and worship of the Lord, which includes collecting Jamuna Jal and Ganga Jal. There was one lady when Prabhupada lived at Radha Damodar in 1962. Her name was Sarojini. 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 She was about 90 years old. Bengali widow who lived in a neighborhood in some broken crevice in some old Bharatpura palace. And she would go every morning at 4 o'clock, 12, every day of the year, and bathe in Jamuna with her white sari and her white clothes because she was a widow. And she would collect a brass pot. First she would take the brass pot and she would clean it with mud from the Jamuna and make it nice and shiny, brilliantly shiny and clean, inside and out. Then she would take a bath in Yamuna, and then she would fill it with Yamuna, and put a cloth over the top of it so no birds could poop in it or anything like that. She would tie a little cloth around the mouth of the pot, and then she would walk with that pot through the dark lanes of Vrindavan, the gullies and gully, this narrow little gullies of Vrindavan, leading from the Yamuna to Damodar Mandir and Sevakunj. She would make her way through those gullies and come to the mandir, when lo and behold, the front door of the temple would be bolted shut and locked. Because it's 4 a.m., and it's winter time, and the pujari doesn't get up till 5 or whatever. So then she would hit on the door, Damodar! Damodar! Snan korbe! Then Prabhupada would be in his room, in his vajankuti, chanting japa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then he would hear this lady, Damodar, Damodar. Then he would go and unbolt the door and open the door. And she would come in with this pot, brass pot of water and leave it in front of the altar and pay obeisances, then go back to her kuti and change. Pujari would wake up later, come out and collect the Jamuna Jal and use it to bathe Radha Damodar. And she was there all the time in 62 and maybe she was 80 or so. In 1970 when Prabhupada came back to visit the temple, Damodar, and stay there, or 71 I think, maybe 70, 71. And some devotees came with him and they saw this lady early in the morning because the devotees were also there. And they said, who is that lady? And Prabhupada told the story. Who this lady is or was, whatever. And then he said, just for this service alone, this lady is going back to Godhead. Just because she's doing this padasevanam, assisting the Shringara of the pujari at Damodar Mandir and Sevakunj, Jiva Goswami's Prananath, that she'll go back to Godhead. So Gadadhar Das is observing this limb of Padasevanam, collecting Ganga Jal in a similar way to bathe his Lord, Sri Bala Gopal, and to increase the ecstasy of the experience. He's merged in his Gopi Bhav, and he's a Gopi, and he's collected Jamuna Jal to bring to Nandagram, or he's gone to the Jamuna in Gopi Bhav, in his Gopi Deha, Siddhadeha, and he's collected water from Ramanreti and Gokul. There's a Ramanreti and Gokul. The original Ramanreti is there. Where Krishna Balaram played, it's there, not here. It's Ramanreti is there. And they played there in Ramanreti and Gokul when they're little children, 2, 3, like this. So the gopi would go there and collect the water and bring it early in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. She would bring it to Gokul, to Nanda Baba's palace. And then she would say, Gopal! Gopal! Hey, Gopal! Snan kare! Snan karo! So she would leave the pot there, then the servants, the house servants of Krishna and assistants, they would collect that pot of water and then heated up on a stove with wood, different kinds of hot burning wood in the winter and make nice hot water for Gopal. So in that Bhav, Gadadhar Das is in this Vrindavan Bhav, Vraja Bhav, Ami Gopi, Ami Radhadasi, Ami Gopi. And Nittai, he's on that one side, it's two cameras here. One camera is at the Ganga, showing the panoramic view of the Ganga. And then it closes in on Gadadhar Das, and he's absorbed in his own internal consciousness, Antar Chitta. And he's in Vrajabhav and West Bengal, walking back from the Ganga to serve his beloved Sri Balagopal, and he's just thinking Vrindavan and Gopis and Gopal, and I'm bathing him, and it's so wonderful. And meanwhile, Samavadut, his old friend, Nittai, has entered the temple. And then the camera shifts to the temple. Nittai enters the temple. And then the camera shifts, and there's another camera that shows the face of the deity. The deity's, while Gopal is looking at Nittai. And then the camera's in Nittai's face as he glances at Gopal. And then the response of Nittai, how he becomes full of ecstasy. And then what does he do? He runs to the altar, as this verse says, Vakshar Upara. Affectionately, he embraced the deity to his chest. So he's Balaram, and Balaram loves his little brother. His little brother is named Gopal, Govinda, Nanda Kumar, Nanda Dulal. And he's Shishukumar Krishna. Shishukumar Krishna, Nanda, Shishukumar Baba, the little Shishu of Nanda Baba. And he held him to his chest. So we heard that he went there to bestow love on him, but he actually went there to bestow his love on Balagopal, to embrace Balagopal, because you don't have to bestow any mercy on Gadadhar. The first translation says he went to bestow mercy on Gadadhar. It's like, oh, you know, I'm going to see Bill Gates. Acha, what are you going for? I'm going to give him some money. Wait a minute, what money you can give him? He has plenty of dough, plenty of rupees. I'm going to Ambani. I'm going to give him a donation. So he's going to Gadadhar Das, who's in Gopi Bhav. He's the Kanti of Radharani. And he's a Shud Bhakta Nitya Parishad. So he's going there for love. Nityananda, the Lord is, when the Lord's moving with his devotees, it's only for love. When he's moving with the conditioned souls, it's for Kripa. Mercy mission. Mission of mercy. They have like Christian churches and missions are called the Mission of St. Mary's, Mission of Mercy. In the streets of Calcutta, they distribute free food to the drunken Bengalis and the homeless Bengalis. Mother Teresa's House of Mercy, or Mission of Mercy. So Kripa's for the conditioned souls, and love is for the devotees. Priti Lakshana. Padati Pratigrinati Bhunkte Bojayate Jeva. So he saw the deity and he affectionately embraced to his chest with love. And there were so many people moving with Nityananda. He doesn't move alone. He always moves with his entourage, dancing and chanting and distributing ecstasy and praying wherever he looks. So this Prema Bharadristi is heavily, his glance is heavily laden with love and compassion and joy and bliss, Anand, Nityanand. So we see the cameras on in the mandir, and Nityananda has gone, walked right in, right to the altar, picked up the Sri Gopal Murti, embraced it to his chest, and then the camera zooms in on Nittai's face, how blissful he's looking, and some tears are coming down of his eyes, out of the corner of his eyes, his hair is standing on end. And then now the camera shifts to the other people that are with him. We only saw Nittai, and now the camera lets us know. The camera is like the informant in a movie. As cameras shift from camera to camera, then the viewer understands who's there and what's happening. Because the camera controls what you can see. So in a movie, you only see what the producer wants you to see at any given scene. In real lifetime, you see so many things at once. But in a movie, they show you this thing, that thing, then you integrate it all in your mind and try to understand the flow. Oh, and this guy's by himself. Then the camera pans on the people standing behind him at the entrance to the temple watching. Oh, there's other people with him. So then the camera shows their faces, what their expression is as they're watching Nittai. The first camera is just on Nittai and Balagopal. And that camera means the camera of our heart, the camera lens of absorption. There's one section of our new book called Camera Lens of Absorption. We're the director behind all the camera lenses. So now the camera's on their face of his entourage as they enter the Sri Balagopal Mandir of Gadadhar Das in some place, maybe Paniyati. Logic would mean Paniyati Gram or maybe somewhere nearby. Ananta Ridaya Deki Sri Balagopal Sarvagan Haridwani Karina Vishal. When everyone saw the deity, Gadadhar Das's deity of Sri Balagopal, that Manohar Murti resting on the chest of Ananta Shesh Nittai, they loudly chanted the name, Hari! 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 Jorse, Hari! 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 So they're in ecstasy. Nittai is, he's made it. He's embracing his Lord, his worshipful Lord. Hunkara kariya nityananda malarai. Karite la gila nitya gopala lilai. Gopal lila. This is lila. This is Nittai's lila. Now Nittai's in Brajabhav, Gopal Bhav, and he's having Gopal lila with Sri Bhala Gopal. Because for Nittai, he's not embracing a Manohar Murti. Wow, look at that deity. Look at that Archivigraha. Look at that brass deity. Are your deities made of neem wood? Are your deities Ashtadhatu? No, there's Satchidananda. There's Satchidananda Vigra. Is this a stone deity? Is this a wood deity? A marble deity? So he wasn't... the writer is saying you entered the mandir and there was a murti was there. So we unqualified or unadhikaris can understand the reality that it's a murti. But for Nittai, because he's in Bhav, he's in Prem, so Prem Dristi. Premanjana. How's that verse go? Premanjana. That's the first line. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena santak sadaiva radiation vilokyanti yam shama sundaram achintya gunasarupam. Achintya gunasarupam. His sarup is achintya. And his guna and qualities are achintya, inconceivable. How can we understand the achintya shakti of the Lord? His achintya shakti, his inconceivable potency is such that he can extend himself from the farthest regions of the spiritual world in Goloka Vrindavan all the way down to anyone's murti, wherever that murti may be, in Russia or Bombay or Delhi or Noida or New Oregon or anywhere. The Lord can enter that murti, and by his achintya shakti, his inconceivable power and potency, then that murti becomes him, becomes Krishna, sakshat hari, sakshat Krishna. And this is the vision, this is the real tattva, this is the reality. So the premika bhakta, the premi bhakta, he doesn't see a murti, he doesn't see wood or stone or metal, he sees sakshat Krishna, sakshat hari, 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 hari. So then, when you see the Lord, you embrace the Lord, because he's your beloved, and the Lord embraces you. So he ran immediately, oh my Lord, and he embraced him to his chest. He's not embracing a murti. He's not embracing an Ashtadhatu, little Balagopal murti, like everybody has in their houses all around India. Everyone has their little Balagopal murtis. Did you see my murti? Did you see my Gopal murti? So cute. But he's seeing Gopal. And he's directly interacting with him without any rules or regulations. Because generally you don't walk into someone's house and go up on the altar, pick up the deity and grab the deity off the altar and embrace it to your chest. What are you doing? Wait a minute, slow down. First you pay obeisances, then you do achman, then you ask me permission, are you clean? So Nittai has just been playing with a bunch of children and rolling in the mud and throwing, God knows what he's doing, he's tying them up and slapping them around, so kids are not usually too purified because they're rolling in the dirt and covered with cow dung and this and that because they're coward boys, they're in the mood of coward boys. Now he's slapping them and tying them up and playing with them, so maybe that cow dung, he's covered with cow dung too, or a little dust and dirt. Now he runs into the mandir. So people are so ecstatic, the devotees are so happy about it because he's seeing Krishna directly. So that's what this verse says. The great wrestler, Mala Rai, the king of all wrestlers, Mala, like Govardhan Mala, the husband of Chandravali, is called Govardhan Mala. His name is Govardhan. Interesting name. And Govardhan Dari is the lover of his husband or his wife. But his name is Govardhan. It's called Mala because he's a wrestler. He would often wrestle in Mathura. He was one of the featured adult wrestlers in Mathura. But he was good friends with Kansa. Obviously, he wasn't too much favorable towards Krishna, being the husband of Chandravali. His name was Govardhan Mala, because he's a wrestler. But Krishna Nittai is Malarai, Malaraj, he's the great king of all wrestlers. So he roared loudly and began to dance in the mood of a coward boy, Nitya Gopal Lila. Well, all this is going one by one, so it doesn't say that he put the deity back on the altar. The sequence of the scenes is that he goes to the altar and says, Gopal, what are you doing standing there? I came here, let's dance. We coward boys love to dance together. Krishna not only dances with the gopis, he also dances with the gopas. They dance and spin around. They have so many wonderful dances. There's male dances also. There's male dances and female dances. So the Tandava is a male dance and Lasya and Chalika are female dances. There's different types of dances. And the boys would dance around on the banks of the Jamuna also, and dance around behind the cows. So he's affectionately embracing Bala Gopal to his chest, and he's dancing around, roaring loudly. And the Madhava Ghosh is right there, because as I said, the entourage was right behind him. Now the camera switches to the entourage, and Madhava Ghosh immediately takes Mardanga out of his back pocket, and Vasudeva Ghosh takes the kartals out of his back pocket, and boom, Madhava Ghosh sings about Don Leela, and the lion-like Avadhut became greatly satisfied. So they're having Don Leela. Bhagyavanta Madhavhera Hena Kanta Dwani Shunite Avishtahaya Avadutamani. The voice of the fortunate Madhava Ghosh. Bhagyavanta, this is more glorification of Madhava. We heard Madhava Ghosh earlier glorified. Is so sweet. Bhagyavanta, Vanta means he possesses so much fortune. Because that's a Bhagya, it's an opulence, it's a Janmaishvarya Shuta Shribir. There's certain opulences that one receives at birth due to his Purva Sukriti. He gets blessings and opulences and talents and skills and abilities, and one of them is the singing ability. The singing ability, the basic potential to sing, is a gift. It's a gift of one's Purva Sukriti, pious good deeds done in previous life, then he's awarded with some singing ability. And if he has no, some people have no singing ability, and even if they try, and hire a teacher and spend lots of money, they still will never be able to sing properly, nicely, attractively singing. It's a very rare gift, actually. Many people are pretending to sing. Many people are pretending to sing because this is a sankirtan movement. I'm only speaking about the quality of singing, not speaking about devotional service, shravanam kirtanam. As service, we all should sing and dance for the pleasure of the Lord. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, it said that he couldn't sing in tune. I would rather like to say that he could do everything perfectly, but just to make a point, he deliberately, that's what they say, he didn't sing on tune. He did that deliberately to sympathize with the masses of Indians who can't sing for a damn. So he was maybe surrounded by some of those, but being mostly having Bengali followers, I'm sure they were all pretty good singers. And having a father like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it's hard to imagine that his number one Raya Vishnu's son doesn't know how to sing. It doesn't make any sense. At any rate, he was very fortunate, and he had this Kanta Dwani that was so sweet that the Avaduta Mani, that crest jewel, he became absorbed in ecstasy. When he heard that Kanta Dwani, that beautiful sound coming from his sweet throat, the Avishta, he entered deep into his mood of Don Leela and deep into his mood of Gopal Bhav. E rupa lilatan nija prema range sukriti shri garadhar dasa kari songe. In the happiness of his own ecstatic love, rupa lila, Nityananda enjoyed pastimes of love in association with the most fortunate Gadadhar Das. So we'll continue with this discussion of this Leela. Things are shaping up here. We heard that if there's some foreshadowing here, we can put things together. Why the author is such a master author? There's no one better than Vedavyas Vrindavan Das Thakur. But in he's dropping little hints here and there to foreshadow the unraveling of a wonderful Leela. Because now you put all the parts together. If you put all the pieces together, like Leela's like a puzzle. Shastra's like a puzzle sometimes. And you have to be good at solving puzzles to understand the flow and the meaning and the feelings of the Leelas. So here, you have to look at the players. You look at the players, you look at the setting, you look at the players, you look at the interchange and action. So that's the vibhav, which means alamban vishay and alamban ashray. And udipan is the setting. Then the exchanges, which means the anavavs. The anavavas and sattvikvavas and sancharivavas that swirl and rise and fall and nourish and enhance the underlying foundation of the love between the two, which is asthayarati. Hero and heroine, friend and friend, gopi and gopa. So on one hand we have a gopa. Nityananda Avadhuta is absorbed in Gopal Bhav and wanting to enjoy the leelas, and he just found some kids. And so you're kids, I'm kids, I'm a kid also. Birds of a feather flock together. All these adults traveling with me, they can't understand. You're all shishubalas. You can understand. So let me grab them all and tie them all up. As Balaram would sometimes grab all the coward boys and show off his strength. He would grab Subal and Sridham and Gobata and Mandali Bhadra and all the coward boys. He'd grab them all and tie them all up around the tree and laugh and jump up and down. And Krishna would come and untie them. Then everyone would give Krishna a rasgulla from their tiffin. And everyone would say, Jai, 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 Jai. And Balaram would laugh and eat rasgullas too. So Balaram would do these kind of pastimes. So now he's totally in this mood. He's in a mood of a mala, he's a wrestler, because gopas love to wrestle, Krishna loves to wrestle with the coward boys. But another thing coward boys do is they play with the gopis. They're very naughty and nasty. They're very playful, like kids at the bus stop, they're very playful. Boys are very playful with young girls. When you're like 9, 10, 11, it's a very playful, innocent age. That just that pre-puberty time, it's so joyful, that called Vyasandhi. 9, 10, 11. This Krishna's 9, 10, 11, and we do these Don Leelas. So now we have Gadadhar Das. He's doesn't know so much what's going on. He's already in the Bhav. He's in Gopi Bhav collecting water in a pot, which he thinks is milk. And he's crying out, who wants to buy my yogurt? Who wants to buy my milk? Who wants to buy my milk? My Gauras, who wants to buy my milk? Now in the temple there's one Gopa dancing around, embracing Gopal to his chest, Balaram Nityas, he's dancing around, and then understanding his bhav, Madhava Ghosh is always in Dan Leela. So he starts singing about Dan Leela. And Dan Leela, all the gopas get together at Dan Gati, and they take some cowarding ropes and tie them into a long rope and stretch it across the narrow passage, the Gati, Dan Gati, passage through Govardhan. And the gopis are coming from Varsana to give some milk to Bhagari Rishi at Govinda Kund or some other Rishi doing a yagya here and there on the pretext of selling milk or whatever. Or giving something to get the blessings of the Rishis. They want to help this yagya. Hey, stop, halt. You pass through here every day and we've never actually set up a toll booth over here. And you freely pass through here for so many days and you never got taxed and you're making so much profit. And the king is not benefiting at all. You're the subject of the king. And every day you're passing through here. And we know that, but we know about it, but we haven't come here. Now, you have to pay big time. Because there were so many days you went through here and you made so much profit, and we didn't get any taxes. So whenever a businessman makes profit, then the government takes taxes, as we all know so well. So you're making profit. You're vicious, you're making profit selling your milk. So I'm the representative of the king. We ask, yes, boys, yes, we're all representatives of the king. You see, we're representatives of the king. You have to give us some donation. So that's the mood that Nittai is in. And so he wants to tax the gopis, so he's in Gopal Bhav, and most of his associates are also Gopalas. But Gadadhar Das is the gopi, so it seems like a Leela shaping up here. He's in the mood of Dan Leela. Madhava Ghosh is singing a sweet bhajan about Krishna taxing the gopas and Krishna taxing the gopis at Dan Gati and Govardhan. And that may be exactly how it develops. We'll find out tomorrow. Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai.